The new first CD from singer Macy Gray is receiving a lot of attention for the way it blends pop, soul, and funk music. The 29-year-old singer from Canton, Ohio, seems to have emerged from nowhere, but rock critic Ken Tucker hears the influences that have shaped her acclaimed debut.
The music industry hype of the summer in magazines from Newsweek to The New Yorker surrounds Macy Gray. She's being compared to everyone from Billie Holiday to Lauryn Hill, but it would be a shame if all these accolades backfire the way music promotions often do. Potential listeners read the raves but don't hear much of the music on the radio, and so write a performer off as a critic's darling. That could happen to Macy Gray, whose music slips and slides across a lot of genres, thus making her a difficult sell in rigid radio formats.
I believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke. I try to walk away.
Gray has a high, conversational voice with a chalky quality to it. Anyone whose voice curls up into the little girl register while retaining womanly earthiness gets compared to Billie Holiday, but Gray's approach to songcraft reminds me more of next big things turned cult artists like Joan Armatrading, Tracy Chapman, and Erykah Badu. But none of them has ever gotten as funky as this. That song, called Caligula, is distinguished by what it isn't. It's not pure pop, it's not rough hip-hop, and it's certainly not singer-songwriterly enough to be played on most college radio stations. But it is catchy as heck. Gray studied filmmaking at the University of Southern California, and she's got a knack for cinematic sweep in her music. Listen to the start of this story song called I've Committed Murder.
My baby works down at the Boulevard Cafe. Just a fine young man with big dreams, trying to make his own way. The owner is this mean old bitch who degrades him every day. Then she fires him for no reason, don't wanna give him his last pay. I say,
that song begins promisingly, like a coherent Tom Waits tale from a female perspective, but its problem, and one that it shares with a number of tunes on this debut, is that it doesn't really pay off emotionally. It's as if, for Gray and her producer Andrew Slater, it's enough to establish a mood, an atmosphere, and then work variations on it for 3 or 4 minutes. Sometimes her work consists of genre exercises, such as this version of Memphis Soul in the manner of Al Green, and more specifically, Ann Peebles, called I Can't Wait to Meet You.
I'll try to live without you. What a misery it turned out to be. Sorry for the times I doubted you. next to me. Hey, hey, and every day I wonder what it would be like just to see the one who's always by my side, looking out for you and I.
The full title of this project is Macy Gray on How Life Is. Yet, listening to it repeatedly and being charmed by its creator's open-hearted vocals and young prose dexterity, I never got a sense of what Macy Gray thinks life is. Maybe she's saving up that wisdom for her next CD, the one that'll offer us Macy Gray on How Life Is After the Hype Goes Away.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the debut album, Macy Gray on How Life Is.